Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show, and we're here this morning, this amazing Saturday morning, and it is our Saturday morning mix. We have a special guest that's in the building. We're just a moment away from talking with our guest. I do want to let you guys know that you can call in at 323-580-5749, and press that 1 if you want to speak with our guest today. And just so you know that the Nikki Rich Show is your source for the hottest interviews, interviewing celebrities, entrepreneurs, fashion designers and stylists, movie and reality TV stars, recording artists, producers, sports, and more across the globe. And right now, as I was just checking this morning, we have an amazing, amazing fan base. We're steadily growing. We are over 297,920 listeners. Amazing, amazing. I'm excited about the growth of the Nicki Rich Show. We're expanding. We're looking for so much more of the Nicki Rich Show in 2013, but it's that time, guys. I just want to let you know that my name is Nicki Rich. I am the CEO and founder of the Nicki Rich Show. You can follow me on my social media sites, which is at Miss Nicki Rich, and you can follow me at Nicki R Show. That is our Twitter for the Nicki Rich Show. Also log on to our Instagram. That's where we put all our upcoming prior guests and our past events, and that's at Miss Nicki Rich. And you can also go to the official website, which is NickiRichShow.com. It will give you all the information that you might need in order to learn more about the Nicki Rich Show. But we do have our stats and everything ready available on our social sites. So if you see something coming down the line, you might see our stats. It'll just have all the information you might need, ways that people are listening to the Nicki Rich Show. But I want to go ahead and get started to our first exclusive interview for today. I want to start off by telling you guys, this man is amazing. You might know him. He is a general manager of Lime Explosion. He's also a graphic designer and right now making his stamp and his way, social media and public relations. Right now, we would like to welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Louis Shine. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Nicki?
How are you doing?
I'm great this morning. How's it going with you?
It's good. It's good. We're so glad to have you as our guest today, and it's going to be an amazing day already. You know, you have to start it off. You have to start it off right.
Yeah. Yes, it's definitely an amazing day, and, you know, I'm just excited to be on, and, you know, it's wonderful, man, and I definitely appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Most definitely, most definitely. Now, go ahead and let everybody know originally where you're from and where you're based out of.
Originally from Chicago, Illinois. I spent the first part of my life there. Big shout outs to my mom and my sister, my grandma, they're listening from Chicago right now. You know, so I spent the first part of my life there. You know, after that, you know, it was getting bad there. And, you know, mom recognized that, you know, definitely a young man growing up needs to have that fatherly figure and an influence in his life. So she shipped me off to live with my dad in South Central Los Angeles. And, you know, once I was out there, you know, we moved a few places. We lived in Pasadena. We lived in Colton, Rialto. We also moved to Chino, Ontario, and then the last place that we lived in Cali was in Anaheim. You know, after that, it was a wonderful place, but, you know, my dad said that he felt that the Lord was leading him to come back to Ohio, you know, where his family was. So 1993, we came back to Ohio, and Lima, Ohio is where I've been ever since. Went through my junior high and high school years there. And ended up going to college to Miami, Ohio. And then after that, you know, played a little bit of pro basketball, kind of traveled a little bit with that. And then the Lord led me back to Lima, Ohio. So, you know, this is where I've been. And, you know, it's been good. You know, Lima's a small town. But, you know, definitely, you know, I love to be here because my family's here. My friends are here. The bulk of my roots have been established here. So that's kind of my journey thus far.
Awesome. Well, I know you you talk about the Lord, which is amazing, and we put God first here on the Nicki Rich Show because without him, we would not have it. And it's amazing that we have such awesome guests come through. And I had the pleasure of connecting with you through one of my colleagues and one of my friends, And Miss Andrea, she's a model in Charlotte, North Carolina. So it's amazing, you know, to connect with just awesome people.
Yeah, big ups to Andrea Jackson. She's doing a modeling thing. You know, I've been, you know, honored to really help her as well and just be a part of what she's doing. So I thank you for that, Andrea. But, you know, God just has a way of, you know, linking people together. And, you know, sometimes you might be in your life and you're going through a night season or you're just doing what you do, you're serving in your church and stuff like that. But, you know, don't lose hope because God has you. He has a plan for you. And, you know, just over these last few months, I could see God doing some different things and linking me up with some different people. And it's no credit to me. You know, it's just the grace of God because he'll do things. And you know, I just think, always thank God for getting the glory aside of anything that I do because I don't want to take none of it. You know, I want to point it right back to him. And that's what he's been doing. And the connections, hooking me up with yourself, it's just been him. I didn't even do any of it. I mean, not at all, not a phone call. He just kind of did it. And I'm just so in awe of what he's doing right now. So it's been wonderful.
That's amazing. And you know what? You got to let him work.
Yeah,
you got to let him order your steps because that's what it's all about.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I know you spoke of also playing pro ball prior, and you got into coaching. Now, what's next? What do we have next coming up from Lewis Shine?
Well, you know, with the basketball thing right now, just, you know, doing some GM stuff and a little bit of coaching with the pro team that I'm with now, big ups to the Lima Explosion, all my players, everybody that supported us, sponsors, everybody in Lima, Ohio, love you guys, and it's been an awesome year. You know, I love those things as well. My heart has always been in that PR and marketing piece. I've dabbled in and out of it a little bit, even with this team now. I was the marketing and PR director last year before I took the GM position. And so it's my heart. You know, I'm a people's person, and that kind of gives me an outlet to really get out there, talk to people, be around people, and ultimately be a blessing to them. So, you know, I really see that, you know, in my immediate future. You know, I also am very creative. I love being creative. So, you know, currently, you know, I've been on a few projects with yourself, with, you know, Andrea Jackson, some other people as far as graphics, doing logos and different things like that. And that has allowed, you know, just an outlet to reach out to people, do some things for people. And I believe ultimately it will open up, you know, doors into the PR realm, in the industry and things like that. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to, and that's what I'm putting all my heart and soul into right now.
Well, I just say keep going. You got to do that and just stay consistent and stay motivated. That's what it's all about. And you're surrounded by some amazing, amazing people. I know Tanisha Murdoch and as well as Andrea and so many people out there that's helping you and guiding you along the way. That's real right there, and that's what happens. You got to surround yourself around like-minded individuals. We always talk about that. That is the key. You will see things work. You will see how God works. Amazing.
Yeah,
what were you about to say? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Just over the years, you know, just meeting, you know, awesome people like Tanisha Murdoch and, you know, got some other people. My boy Andy Dooley, that's been my best friend since high school. You know, he's doing big things in Cali. And just over the years, I've met these people. But right now, it seems like those relationships are starting to make sense. I even knew Andrea. We went to high school together, you know, but the people that I know, that those relationships are starting to make sense now, and they're starting to come into play. And I could only give credit to God because, you know, who would have known, you know, that I'm now talking to some of these people? Who would have known that even this morning I'd be on the Nicki Rich Show and, you know, have a operating, you know, friendship and business relationship with yourself? I mean, it's just been amazing. So I just give credit to God even for that.
That is awesome, and I'm going to tell you that the Nikki Rich Show, we always have amazing guests that come through, and it's not us. We let God guide us and let him make things happen. And it's just amazing just to have a positive platform that we can display music, whether it's gospel, hip-hop, or country, or rock and roll. We have a lot of rock and roll stars from the UK. So it's just amazing. And, you know, everybody come together. But every time you talk to one of our guests, you know what they always say. They put God first, and that's the key. And it's no matter what you do, you know, only God can judge us all. And we are all out here working and making things happen. And I created this platform to, you know, so that people like yourself can display your projects and get to know what you're doing and where you're headed. I know that you've really been just making some moves these past weeks, and a lot of people have really been reaching out to you in the areas of graphic design and public relations. I mean, tell us a little bit about that and your journey right now with that.
Well, you know, I knew that this basketball season was coming to a close, and, you know, of course, you know, I just started looking inside myself with different things that, you know, have been going on. Just looking at what people were really reaching out to me, you know, as far as what they were asking me, because, you know, I've always heard, you know, from my pastor, and I love my pastor, Pastor David Roberts. It's been awesome just to have him as my shepherd at Cornerstone Harvest Church. So shout out to my pastors, all my friends and family back home in Lima. And I do graphic design. I've been doing it, you know, for my church. I do it for my youth ministry. I do all the graphic design and PR, even from the GM position for my pro basketball team. So I had to take a look exactly, you know, what it is I like, what I like doing. And I find myself pointing in that direction. I've always heard, what would you do for free? And what do you find yourself doing, you know, even when, you know, you're doing something? And I always find myself late night doing some kind of graphics, doing something to help somebody to get the next connection, the media. And so that's kind of where, you know, even after talking to one of my assistant pastors not too long ago, he told me you have to just pick something. You know, I like to do a lot of things, but he said you have to pick that one thing and go after it with all your heart. And so, you know, I just really started putting my efforts into graphic design and, you know, start linking up with different people, yourself and Andrea and, you know, Tanisha Murdoch, and, you know, recently linked up with Miss Red Carpet, and just start doing some projects. And some of those projects are current and pending and that I'm working on now. But there's just been a fire that has lit under me concerning that again. And, so I've just really just been reaching out, you know, never been really active on my Twitter. It's mainly been Facebook and Instagram, but, you know, my Twitter is starting to grow and just starting to meet new people and different people, being able to do flyers and different things, you know, for the Grammys and different things like that. So, you know, that's what's been going on, man. And like I say, it just hasn't been nobody but God, because I could never – imagine I'd be talking to these different people that I am right now. And I just thank God for bringing me to a place, a humble place, to where I can deal with these people and, you know, be cordial with them, because, you know, some people in the industry, they have so many people approach them, you know, at all times, and, you know, soliciting different things, their gifts and stuff like that. But, you know, the way God has done it, you know, I just take no credit, and he's actually made the connection. So, you know, I'm just really grateful for that, because, you know, when he does it, it's perfect, and it's on time. So it's just really been awesome.
So you just got to go with the flow. You got to keep it going. Keep it going. Make those connections. That's what it's all about. You got to build and connect. You know, I see a lot of people. They go out here, they get on social media, they taking pictures and doing everything, you know. And, oh, I met this person, but did you connect with them? You know, it's all about that connection. You can meet with anybody, but did you connect with them to move on and to take your network to another level and your business to another level? That's what it's all about. And I think we forget about that. We get so excited and so anxious about the person instead of, you know, actually building that relationship and making that connection.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you just got to point it back to the Lord, because, you know, there was times where, you know, because I love networking, you know, I've tried to push myself out there and do different things. And I recognize, you know, for a time there since I've been back from playing ball, I just, you know, been here in Ohio, planted in my church, Cornerstone Harvest Church, and just really been in training and learning, learning more about God, learning more about being a man. And I've been through some ups and downs in some different areas. But, you know, when you're in the valley, you got to keep pushing through. And it's God's grace that will push you, you know, through that tough time. And so I went from that place of trying to make something happen, per se, to a place where you can, you know, God said, you know, what you put your hand to do, it shall prosper. But you have to put your hand to something, and he'll make that thing prosper because he said it in his word. And so, you know, the difference between now and then is that, you know, I've prepared myself in certain areas. You know, I've rooted myself in the word of God. And that's true humility when you humble yourself to what he said do. And so, you know, I've done it, haven't gotten everything together or perfect. You know, we can never be that, but through Jesus, we have that standing of being perfect because he already paid everything. So, you know, after doing that, you know, now it just seems that in this season, you know, we're declaring this year is the year to dream, you know, at our church. You know, I've just been following that and stepping out. And as I stepped out on things that I dreamed to do and went after certain things, those connections just happen. And I know in conversations that I've had with you, you said things will just happen. You know, people will call you, people will reach out to you, you know, and that's exactly what's happened. You know, I've just made connections with good people, and we've hit it off and had conversations. And, you know, it's not magic. It's the Lord. But it has just happened that way, and God will take care of you. He'll open doors that no man can close. And so that's what's been happening. And although I've talked to those people, I know that behind the scenes, God is making those divine connections. So that's the real difference with that.
And he will. I mean, I know personally myself, I have, you know, thought I was like, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then, you know, God had come in and he had changed the whole little plan because it's not what he wanted you to do, you know. And you're like, oh, man, I thought I was supposed to do this or do that. And he had changed it all around. And you're like, okay, I understand now. And you end up, you know, getting it after a while. But, you know, sometimes we get that's that self, and we get in our own ways where we think we know everything and things going, you know, in our direction. That's why we have to, you know, ask him to guide us, you know, in the right direction, because, you know, and not think of ourselves, because we can get in that mode where we're thinking about ourselves, and it's like, oh, he's like, I got something for you. We're going to change this around. But it's just good, you know. God is just also moving in my life, you know, and I know that the people that's coming in my path and that I'm connected with, they are doing the same as I am. They're really, you know, close with him, as well as, you know, making those moves that they're doing what they love, because it's all about what you love and what you want to do. Sometimes, you know, our family or our friends, you know, you have people saying, you should do this, you should get a job, you should do this. And, you know, God, he said he will supply all your needs. So no matter what, if this is meant, if it's his will to be done, it's going to be taken care of. You know, it's not what your friends say or your family say. It's going to happen, you know, because if it's his will. Now, if it's something you're just doing, just to do it, no, it's not going to work. But if it's his will and, you know, you pray about it, you ask him about it, then it's going to happen. That's the key, you know. And I always tell people that sometimes we always like to do things ourselves and want to say God did it, you know, like, oh, God bless me. That's like going out and buying like a Mercedes or a Bentley and knowing you still got a couple of months, a couple of payments on your house or you got to pay your light and you saying, God bless me with this Bentley knowing you can't afford it.
Yeah.
But, you know. No, that's on you. You did that. And sometimes we like to make things happen ourselves and use God's name and say, oh, he did this, when really we just trying to make things happen.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely understand what you mean. And, you know, there's times even in my life where, you know, I just haven't been responsible. And there's times where, you know, I messed up relationships and put myself in, you know, certain situations just because of that, what you just said, you know, not being in order, pretty much what you're saying. And, you know, so God, you know, I've been in a place by myself, you know, where I've been single, just really being able to hear God and seek God. And, you know, he's put some things in order and helped me, you know, to get to the place where I need to be so that, you know, when things start to happen, that, you know, God wants to bless us. And God's blessing, you know, like my pastor always says, God's blessing is like a launching pad, you know, for a helicopter. But, you know, if that foundation isn't right, then the helicopter doesn't have anywhere to land. You know, so we have to get that foundation in our lives, you know, on point and in order, you know, whether that's financially, you know, whatever it is, so that now God can, you know, rain his blessing down on you, because he's not, you know, one thing I've learned about God is that he's not an unjust steward. He's not going to bless you with something that he know you can't handle that's going to bring you down, you know, put you out there, but then you get eaten alive. You know, whether that's by the industry or whatever it is, you know, he's not going to do that, you know. But sometimes what people do, they'll jump out there knowing they're not ready, knowing that God haven't given them a green light, and then they have to come back and kind of get that foundation right. And you know, I always told the Lord myself, I said, Lord, I don't want to take no shortcuts at all, because I want to do what you want. You know, because he said the blessing of the Lord makes you rich and adds no sorrow. So the way God will bless you, it's not going to add sorrow. It's not going to make you take 12 years back. You know, you got to go all the way back and start over. And you know, so I just really, you know, in my walk and everything that happens, you know, even from this point on, you know, no shortcuts. You know, I just want to really do it right. And that's what I encourage anybody to do. You know, I'm in the process now, so. You know, who am I to, you know, tell anybody? But, you know, just even in the process, I'm experiencing that. Just do it right the first time. Do it right because it's right, you know.
Exactly. And you'll know, it's a difference, because I know right now, just from, I know it's my time right now, so I know the difference from what I was doing prior to now, you know, and how God is opening doors. It's amazing. It's beyond what I can even tell you. And sometimes I just am lost for words and overwhelmed, because, you know, we're here. We're taking something that you created from nothing, and God has, you know, put me in places and opened doors and connected me with individuals, you know, across the globe, and it's just amazing. Yesterday, last night, we had listeners in from Alaska and Brazil, and they were hitting me up on Twitter, on our social media, Facebook, and they're letting me know we're here, we're in Alaska, we're listening in, and I save all that. You know, I'll be posting on my Instagram today, but it's just amazing just to have those listeners and people that's tuned in. Even now, you know, I checked just a few minutes ago, we have over 297,000 listeners. That's amazing, just to create something over a year ago. You know, it'll be 2 years in April. That's nobody but God. April the 4th, you know, so it's truly a blessing. And we've had so many guests, amazing guests like yourself on, and just this week alone. And tomorrow, I know you definitely have to tune in. Tomorrow we will have the Grammys manager come through. She's also a DJ as well as a quarter, and she will be gone, Ms. Jolivet. And I'm looking forward to that, and just to have her come on and share her projects is amazing.
Man, that's awesome right there, Nikki.
Yeah, it is. It is. And just amazing people like yourself, just working, you're young, and you know God. That's the key, because you got to know him in order just to move forward. That's the thing. You know, he's the one that's going to guide you in the direction that you're supposed to go, but you got to find yourself, and you got to believe in yourself and know yourself, you know, and know that he will help you every step of the way. It's not going to be easy, but you can do it.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, it's a journey, and, you know, one thing I've learned is you have to, you know, build, you know, as much as we all want to do it sometime and we want to jump steps, or, you know, he said the steps of a good man are ordered, you know, and so he'll order your steps. You know, my pastor always says he's not going to order your leaps. You know, you're trying to jump over steps and different things like that. And, you know, it's humbling because we all want to be where we want to be. You know, we want to be doing what we want to be doing. But, you know, even over this last 7 or 8 months of my life, you know, he's really brought me down, you know, just to a humble place to say, just trust me. And, you know, I always talk a lot, you know, with my god sister out of Atlanta. Big ups to Shalonda and her husband. You know, just she's helped me to stay grounded and to trust God. And we always have talks about it. And it's been that season where it's like, okay, slow down, take your time. You know, God, one thing about God I found out is he know where you need to be. He know where he put you on the planet to do. And so if he knows that, and then he's the author and finisher of our faith, it's God and the Holy Ghost's responsibility to get you where you're supposed to be, as long as you're seeking him and keeping him first and doing what you're supposed to do, taking care of the things that he's put in your hand and being faithful over them. It's his response. He'll get you there, you know. So if you're supposed to be in Alaska or in Hollywood or whatever, he know how to get you there. He knows how to. He wants you there more than you want yourself there. So it's humbling to know that, you know, you can trust in his hand and just, you know, in so many words, relax. Not sit back and do anything, you know, but relax and continue to do what you're doing in your life, knowing that he's going to open those doors. He's going to lead you to a place where you couldn't lead yourself. So, you know, I totally agree with what you're saying.
And you know what? Sometimes we have to, you know, I find myself, I don't know about you, but the Nikki Rich Show is what I love, because, you know, I created this myself. But I find myself sometimes getting really excited every day. And I knew I have to come back down, because I do read all the time in the Bible where God says, don't be too anxious. And sometimes I can see myself getting a little anxious, excited, you know. And it's just amazing, crazy sometimes. But I find myself getting that way. But I have to, you know, come back down, like... You got to calm down, because he also, you know, said, you know, focus on the things above and not here on earth, you know, what's to come. So that's what keeps me grounded myself, you know, because I'm focusing on what's to come, you know, with him and not what's down here, because we can get so involved or bogged down to what's going on here. But, yeah. That's me sometimes.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
Yeah, it is. But we're so glad to have you. Now, what else can we expect from Lewis Shine in 2013 coming up?
Man, You know, for far as what I see, you know, and that I'm excited for, you know, you can really just expect to, you know, as you, you know, follow me on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, Instagram, at Lewis Shine, you know, you'll see more graphic artwork, you know, mingling with more people, you know, around the world and in the industry, you know, whoever got, you know, crosses paths with me on. And so you'll see more of that action going on, just more graphic work being posted and put up, you know, and just myself, you know, just repping God, you know, and just really going out there, you know, spreading his word to those who need it and really making connections with, you know, just different people who are of like mind and those who aren't, you know, just to, you know, just really get on one accord with them. And you know, I just love meeting people in general. And so, you know, that's what you'll be able to see. Just more graphic work, more artwork posted, me going more places. You know, I really feel this is a season just to start to reach out, you know, go places, get around different crowds, get around different people, you know, talk to different people. So, you know, I'm just really excited about that. You know, as far as with basketball, you know, we'll see. You know, my dream has always been to own my own team, and, you know, this year was just another step in that direction as being the GM. So I'm definitely looking to, you know, move up in that direction as well. So we'll see what's going on with that, you know, as I continue to press into that area. So, you know, just more of those, you know, PR, you know, I'm really looking to work with more people even in that that area. So, you know, I'm just praying and believing the Lord that, you know, we'll have some clients, you know, come across, you know, my life in that way that I can work with and really help and to bless them and, you know, just to see what I, you know, what I can do to really help, you know, their business and, you know, what God has them doing. So.
Most definitely. We're excited about your journey and what's to come. You just got to keep pushing, keep going, and stay on that right path. I love it that you come on and share your love, Scott. But this early, this Saturday morning, it's amazing, you know, waking up, just putting him first and all that we do and giving him thanks and praise for that. Without him, we would not be here, and that is the key, you know. You got to know that, and you got to understand, and, you know, just give him the glory, because it's all him. And
yeah,
I do want to definitely shout out to Charlotte, North Carolina. It is currently snowing right now.
Oh, man.
This is our second snow. So I'm looking out the window, and it's snow. Most
wow.
Definitely. But we're just so grateful. I see we got some callers on the line. We want to go to the phone line. We're going to 980-228. You are on the line. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Andrea Jackson from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Welcome, welcome, Andrea. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Now, you have any comments or anything you would like to say to our guest today?
I just want to say hi to Lewis Shine, like repping Lima, Ohio. I want to say,
yeah.
Keep your. I just want to say, keep your head up and keep pushing. Hard work, it pays off, and you're doing the right thing by keeping Christ first. And you know, just keep your dreams, keep dreaming. You know what I mean? But keep working as well. It'll come to pass.
Most definitely, and I got a chance to meet Andrea, you know, and link up with her, and that's how I met Lewis, and it's amazing, like I said, to just be surrounded around like-minded individuals. I always say, go-getter. Everybody is doing what they love, and it's happening, and we're seeing it, and we're just letting God guide us, and it's just amazing just we all young, too. We all young, and we doing what we love, and it's just truly a blessing. And I'm excited for Andrea as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for you, Andrea. I mean, I can see, you know, you're growing and getting out there, and you know, I just want to thank you as well for just allowing me, you know, into your personal life and your career, just to be able to help you in just different ways that I can. So, you know, I see where you're going, I see where God's taking you, and you know, anything mm-hmm. that I can, you know, always, you know, I'm here to help, you know, and. You know, I just pray God's blessings over you, and you know that as He leads you, you know, I'm saying that you would, you know, hear His voice clearly, and that He will take you to places that you know you could never ever dream. So, blessings be unto you.
I receive it. Look, that's great. Thank you for those kind words. I definitely receive those things right now. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for having us, I guess, and supporting us in our dreams, and as you go and reach your dreams as well, Nikki. I see amazing things and that relocation in the near future.
Oh, yeah. And we always say, I know we haven't mentioned it earlier, but we mentioned it here first. It's already in the universe, but I don't know if anybody knows if you've heard of TV, and we call it Team Billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Multi-billionaire.
Team multi-billionaire.
Team MB, look out for the hashtag,
yes, Team MB. Team MB. But it's Team Multi-Billionaire, and that's the name that we always give ourselves, you know, because we're out here. That's what we're going to be, 2013. You're going to know it. You already see it happening, but you're going to know it. And you just moments away from knowing that we're Team Multi-Billionaire. It's happening right now.
Amen. Right now.
Jesus' name, yeah.
Most definitely. And like I said, it's been out there, you know, from day one, and we're just excited to see what's to come. I mean, you know, for things to happen, you got to put in work. You got to put your foot forward for anything to happen. It's not just going to come to you. Yes, doors open and things might happen, you know, but you still got to put that work in for anything, you know, and you got to step out on faith. If it's something you believe, then it's going to happen, but you got to go out there and step on faith, and that's what I would say all of us have been doing, and it's been working ever since.
Mm-hmm.
We've really been working and making some moves. But we're so glad that Andrea was able to call in, and we thank you so much. Andrea, be careful out there in that snow, okay?
Oh, my gosh, I know. But you know what I did? I've already went outside in my Ohio State sweatshirt and started taking pictures, you know, because I love the snow. You know, that's Ohio people. But,
oh, yeah. You got to post them.
Oh, definitely. My dad's like, I was like, Dad, it's snowing. I was like, you brought the snow from Ohio? Goodness gracious.
I know. I'm going to tell you, and I went to Ohio, it is a different, I was in Cleveland about a week ago, it's a different kind of feel, that cold, whew, I felt like I was in a freezer. I was like, what kind of cold air is
this? There ain't no joke.
It is a different kind of cold. I was like, I'm ready to go. All
right.
It was cool, though, yes. We thank you so much, Andrew, for stopping through to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Get ready to head out and get ready for a casting. Or hair and makeup for our show today in Charlotte.
Awesome. Well, Andrew is a model, so y'all got to check her out. I know you follow her on Instagram as well. She'll have all the pictures up for you guys.
All right, that's on Facebook it's Love 1AJax, and on Twitter and Instagram it's 1AJax with an X.
All right.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
And you can follow her on Twitter as well, and it's the same exact 1AJax on Twitter as well as myself at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter and at Miss Nikki Rich on Instagram. And, you know, Lil Shine, it's just been amazing. And we're just so glad that you came through, you know, to the Nikki Rich Show today. You know, I'm excited about your growth, your movement, your expansion, and your vision. And we just welcome you back. Now, in case anybody wanted to book you or contact you
for any graphics, design, public relations, where can they go to?
On my social networks, you know, everything in terms of your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you can message me on any of those. It's just whatever the social network is, / Lewis Shine, LewisShine, or you can shoot me an email at LewisShineEnterprises@gmail.com. Hit me up, you know, love to speak with you, love to work with you.
And I don't know if anybody knows this, but I definitely want to thank Lewis for doing the graphic designs for the Nicki Rich show as well, because we recently had the pre-Grammy party in Los Angeles during the Grammys, and Lewis Shine, he did our flyers for that, as well as for the Nicki Rich show official flyers. So we thank you so much for doing that as well. He's hot now. So you got to get him, and that's our graphics person, Lewis Shine. So we just thank you for doing that for us, and boy, we have taken that little flyer a long way.
I thank you for the opportunity to do it. It was a lot of fun, and, you know, I definitely, okay. You know, I'm grateful to be able to just help you in what you do. So, you know, that's what I do, help.
Yes, all right. Well, we just thank you again, and we always wind things down by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Amen. God bless you too, Nicki.
God bless you. All right, you were just listening to an exclusive interview with Lewis Shine. You can go check him out. And this exclusive interview on our iTunes is free. It doesn't cost a thing. You can go download this episode after the show by going to iTunes and searching The Nicki Rich Show. And any of our prior episodes, you can go and download that as well. And if you are a past guest, you can also download it and put it on your site. Let everybody know that you are on the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Again, tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. as well as 5:30 Pacific West Coast time, we'll be talking with Miss Jo Lavette, Angelina Jo Lavette. She is the Grammys manager, DJ, and she also works in the gospel portion as well. And we're going to be talking with her tomorrow, and we're excited about it. So we want everybody to tune in and call in. And you can call in anytime at 323-580-5749. That's what it's all about. And right now, it's that time for us to share our artist music, and we have so many independent artist music as well as producers, because we got beats, too. We've been playing those beats. So right now, we got independent artists by the name of Jamira, and major shout-out to Jamira. She's working out there, doing really big things. We're going to be talking with her soon. We have right now Grown. This is Jamira Grown.
It's been a long time since I've been the type to let you decide what's right for my life. And when I make mistakes, I make decisions, I make change, I make a happen, don't say I'm so focused on my game. Yeah. you I'm sexy, but I don't abuse it, cause I know that my shine is worth gold. You rising up to no town. When it's real, what's game? What's without action? I just lame. Speak your heart up, do the same. Love, love, love.
All right, you were just listening to Keisha Drew. That was Caught Up. Caught Up. Right now, we want to go to some more music. We're going to be playing from our independent artists we've been displaying all week long. But right now, we want to go to Mark Gordon, Hey Love.
I think she likes me like a fresh pair of Nikes. Says she likes the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around. Says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. Went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend. Ooh, oh, oh.
Hey love, hey love,
hey.
Service on the first class flight. God, she takes me there. Gets that gift right. And I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I'ma let it go now. Keep it right there. And I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said. What she said.
You're just rocking with the Nicki Rich Show. Right now, we're going to take out the time to check out some new beats from J-Rod Beats. We're going to play some tracks for you guys right now. We're going to go to the first track. It's called Parlay. And this is after J-Rod Beats.
All right. You were just listening to, those are samples of J-Rod Beats. So you got to follow him on Twitter at J-Rod, B-E-A-T-Z. And we had to play that. And we got some new upcoming music that we want to display, too. I'm excited about it. I do want to let you know, if you want to send in your music, you can. You can send it in thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. Right now, we've been getting a lot of feedback on this new up-and-coming track we played last night for the very first time. We're going to L. Myers, and this is Fire Up. Let's go.
Up in and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire up.
Alright. Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
What? Fire up, ayy. We fire up, ayy.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire up.
Okay. I don't need a mixtape. I got that fire coming. And you don't know what you talking about, Billy Drummond. And you don't want to see me unless you got a summit. This is my campaign, watch them start running. Iced coffee, Red Bull, and a banging track. Told her I was stressed out, she said I'll handle that. A lot of pussy cats with me, they can smell a rat. They put my coat on my shoulders like I'm Sonny Black. I'm making deals that are real, that can get you whacked. I'm about that money and that banging track. Money being made outside of rap. And I don't believe in Santa, but they on my lap. Fire up, ayy, we fire up, ayy.
I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay. Fire up, ayy, we fire up, ayy.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire up.
Fire up, ayy, we fire up, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
What? Fire up, ayy. I'm giving gifts to myself like there's an iron rack. Don't want no war, but if you do, it's gonna be alright. I'd rather party, celebrate us winning. I'm talking gold bottles and banger models in the backyard swimming. That light sweet, and I'm in a suite to see dressed up like Tippy Treat. Church is out, now see you free. Still got a ring on, won't make a pee. She class the street, riding Bentley seat. Got a home money, see about 10 a week. And I just spent 10 on buying sleep. And I'm fired up, and my life ain't cheap. 5 years sight, living near life. Nowhere near my skills, you better try Skype. Spin that all black thing, call it Michael Knight. And see, I'll never do nothing I don't like. Her hair tight, her skin light. Her eyes green like street light. Her heels giving her more height. And she old enough, so we just might. Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay. Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What? Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
And I just made a lot of.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Yeah,
yeah.
First piece my shoes, then piece my hat.
Okay.
Then piece the free agent logo on the back.
Right.
First piece my shoes, then piece my hat.
Okay.
Then piece the free agent logo on the back. I rep my team. I rep my team. I rep my team. I rep my team. I rap my team, I rap my team, I rap my team. I rap my team, I rap my team, I rap my team. I rap my team, I rap my team. Hot damn, he sound flashing on them and when I do it, I mean it. Bang,
Johnny cashing on them.
Whoa.
I might flash storm, let bags get on them. You know I kill them with the flow, straight flashing on them.
Alright,
catch me at the mall, Louis bagging on them. You know I got my book bag, get a rack. Flow squad, clicking asses on them, and everybody know them. Looking blue rags on them.
Alright, alright,
we get it in.
I'll rent my thing, I'll rent my thing.
Just take that in.
I'ma blow this green, I'ma blow this thing.
We get it in.
I'll rent my thing,
I'll rent my thing.
Just take that in.
orange. This piece my hat. This piece the free agent logo on the back. First piece my shoes. This piece my hat. This piece the free agent logo on the back. I rep my team.
Representing BarberLife.com, that team Exotics, Exodus Barbershop, get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and we are winding things down here this morning. If you miss our exclusive interview with Lil Shine, you can go back and listen to it on podcast. And if you missed last night's interview with High Five, we got a chance to talk with High Five last night. So if you missed that, you can go back there as well. But we're taking it all the way back, and we're going to end today with Pressure, Blackavelli. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Girl, I know you're not going to let him play you like that.
I don't know. Something's up.
What you need is a Blackavelli.
A what? A Blackavelli, you know. He ain't your husband. He ain't your boyfriend. But it's a fine brother you can call on. Times like this.
You know, there comes a period in every woman's life when she gets frustrated. Fed up with a man and all his dilly hands. A woman is a man that doesn't come with any drama behind it, you know. Someone that can just love her down with no strings attached.